This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
This is a conversation that I've tried to have.
He did a lot of it.
I do knew that.
Who's a feta?
I got something's on.
Germany's a great city.
Here he is, having the time of his life.
Google me, bitch.
It's such a fashion at the
club. I ate ass.
I'm Jason Sikanic. My penis is very, very important to me.
It's over!
I came hard today.
I can squirt or suck, yes.
I'm coming hard.
And I can squirt from a distance.
Yeah.
That's problematic.
Trouble.
No, I'm not going to give you no cookie.
I'm going to give you no cookie.
Where that came from.
I like your ink.
I don't know what that is.
You were talking about the Bears owner who wouldn't give Henry.
No, I'm not going to give you no cookie.
It's the same voice as America, yeah.
America, yeah.
That voice.
Yeah, it's an Eastern Oregon thing.
Is that what it is? Yeah,
it's going to blow some ducks.
It's the rural America voice.
Yeah, but it's yeah, not flags. Because yeah, it's not a Southern voice. That's no, I'm not going to give you no cookie. No. They don't give out cookies in Eastern Oregon. You earn your cookie.
Well,
dude, the learned people, no!
We had a little hiccup with the audio there.
We did. Technical difficulties.
Technical issues. Peeling back the curtain, we actually taped with Joey today before the show.
I can't believe it.
So you guys missed about 6 minutes of our hard-hitting interview with him, and that was the part where we asked him if he is a matching Christmas PJs family.
Yeah.
And the answer was sort of.
Yeah.
Which is a yes, we've determined.
Yes, and he did blame his wife,
yeah. Which is the,
as you called.
That's all that happens. Buckley did it, Dusty did it, my buddy did it. Everyone always is like, yeah,
but
we
did it. As I said, it is usually the wife's idea.
And he said that they don't do it every year, and oftentimes most of the time they're not matching. They're just, but they have done it. Yeah. And they do have their own.
It's like Dusty said PJs. That. He said the kids get PJs every year, and then him and his wife have matching PJs, and sometimes they match. And look, there's a lot of excuses being made. The bottom line is this, what we've determined, there's a lot of men out here that have their balls in their wives' purses, and they're wearing matching PJs.
Yeah, I just think that, I don't know. There's a whole other subset here where I think PJs are a common Christmas gift for kids.
Yeah, and I don't know why. It's a terrible gift.
When I was a kid, my brother and I we didn't dress up with our family when we were kids, but on Christmas Eve every year we got a pair of like pajama pants. And they weren't even matching.
Yeah,
it was just it was just a Christmas
gift.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. I think that's common. And then when the parents wear different PJs, I don't think that actually fits what we're talking about here.
Probably not.
So maybe Joey's not in it, but there is a jammy element to Joey's Christmas mornings with his children.
Well, the whole key to the, and this is, you expressed this beautifully at the beginning of the show. I have no issue with the idea. Buck's family looks adorable in the photo. You guys look very happy, and it's a festive thing, and if that's what you're into, God bless you. But you said it, and this is why it bothers me. I don't like performative art pieces.
Yeah, it's performative.
Yeah, and I said the same thing about grieving. I say the same thing about holiday cheer. If you're doing something simply because you think it gives the illusion that somehow you're a happy family, or more importantly, you just want to you want to take a photo and then you can show other people how you don't really hate each other, like that, it's performative. I don't like it. If you need holiday cheer, just have holiday cheer. And if the PJs actually help with that, sure. But I don't think they do. I don't think they add to people's holiday cheer.
Well, you wouldn't know because you haven't tried it.
For the most part. Yeah. I think it's just people wanting to project some sort of false narrative. And that's what, that's really what, like, relationships.
Or simply people think dressing up is fun.
It just doesn't seem to have much substance, at least for me.
I'm with you.
I like
substance. No, there isn't any substance. It's just one minor coordinated detail in a whole holiday season where everything is thought out.
All right. Hey, I'm keeping an eye on this Netflix, on these fights here.
I am not.
They're basically doing one an hour.
Yeah.
Because the second one just started.
Yeah.
So Tyson and Paul will fight at
someone
8.
Said the first one, I was following along on I don't have it up, but someone was saying that it looked terrible, and because one of the fighters was like a Brazilian YouTube personality. So there's not even like...
Yeah, I don't know.
I did hear there's supposed to be a really good match between two women on the undercard that had an epic fight 2 years ago,
that's
and it's a rematch.
That's the next one.
Okay.
That one's
supposed to be good. I heard that Ariel Helwani guy who does fight sports for ESPN, he said it's supposed to be a good fight.
Okay.
That one will be at 7, and then I think Tyson and Paul at 8.
These fights are the Christmas pajamas of the fight world. It's all performative. None of it really matters.
Well, we have InfoWars news.
Yes.
Your buddy Alex Jones, of course, he is bankrupt, and he's auctioning off all of his things.
Yeah.
In bankruptcy.
Yeah, they make them. Giuliani had to do this.
Yeah.
And, although they go through and they seize all the assets.
Yeah, so InfoWars, his platform, went up for auction.
Yeah.
And guess who bought it? This is great. And the letter that this guy wrote talking about why he bought it is even better.
Yes.
The Onion.
Mm-hmm.
The satirical news.
Bought InfoWars.
Site, The Onion, bought InfoWars, which is so great. Now, Jones is pushing back, and actually, I think a court has stepped in, and because he argued something about how it wasn't a fair.
Yeah.
Proceeding or something.
Like he refused to leave the building, I guess.
Well, they said that, okay, so The Onion bought it. They they were announced as the winning bidder. Hours later, InfoWars headquarters in Austin and its websites were shut down, and Jones was broadcasting from a new studio he had set up before the bankruptcy auction. But by Friday morning, InfoWars and its websites were back up and running for reasons that were not entirely clear. A judge, Christopher Lopez, in Houston on Thursday ordered another hearing to be held next week. He wants to know what happened with the auction and how the bankruptcy trustee chose The Onion over the other bidder, which is a company affiliated with a Jones product selling website.
I'm mildly confused.
A court hearing is typically held after a bankruptcy auction to finalize the winning bids and sales and to hear any objections. So the process in Jones' case hasn't strayed far from the usual just yet.
All right. But it...
So they have to kind of show why they chose The Onion.
Sure.
But
as of right now, The Onion technically owns InfoWars.
Technically, yes, which is great. And here, let me read you a piece of the letter. Letter.
I saw this. This is great.
His name is Bryce. Yeah. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. I assume he's the owner of The Onion?
I would assume.
Or is this a bit, too? Because I can never tell with The Onion.
Yeah, I think this is the guy that actually owns The Onion, or maybe one of the controlling partners.
So he says, today we celebrate a new addition to the global Tetrahedron LLC family of brands. And let me say, I really do see it as a family. Much like family members, our brands are abstract nodes of wealth, interchangeable assets for their patriarchs to absorb and discard according to the opaque whims of the market. And just like family members, our brands regard one another with mutual suspicion and malice. All told, the decision to acquire InfoWars was an easy one for the Global Tetrahedron Executive Board. Founded in 1999 on the heels of the Satanic Panic and growing steadily ever since, InfoWars has distinguished itself as an invaluable tool for brainwashing and controlling the masses. With a shrewd mix of delusional paranoia and dubious anti-aging nutrition hacks, they strive to make life both scarier and longer for everyone. A commendable goal. They are a true unicorn, capable of simultaneously inspiring public support for billionaires and stoking outrage at an inept federal state that can assassinate JFK but can't even put a man on the moon. Through it all, InfoWars has shown an unswerving commitment to manufacturing anger and radicalizing the most vulnerable members of society, values that resonate deeply with all of us at Global Tetrahedron. No price would be too high for such a cornucopia of malleable assets and minds, and yet, in a stroke of good fortune, a formidable special interest group has outwitted the hapless owner of InfoWars, a forgettable man with an already forgotten name, and forced him to sell at a steep bargain, less than $1 trillion. Which I guess the bid was like, was it like $3.5 million or something?
Like
it was very low.
It was very low.
I mean,
low.
That's low for...
And I guess there wasn't a lot of people that had interest, and they actually went, the Onion people went to the survivors, the Sandy Hook families, which are the ones that sued him, and asked, hey, are you okay if we buy this, even though it may not, you know, it may not be as much as you guys are hoping for? And I guess a bunch of the Sandy Hook families were all about the Onion buying it because it was,
well, yeah,
like, it was like a slap in the face to Alex Jones.
So then he writes, make no mistake, this is a coup for our company and a well-deserved victory for multinational elites the world over. What's next for InfoWars remains a live issue. The excess funds initially allocated for the purchase will be reinvested into our philanthropic efforts that include business school scholarships for promising cult leaders, a charity that donates elections to at-risk third world dictators, and a new pro bono program pairing orphans with stable factory jobs at no cost to the factory. As for the vitamins and supplements, we are halting their sale immediately. Utilitarian logic dictates that if we can extend even one CEO's life by 10 minutes, diluting these miracle elixirs for public consumption is an unethical waste. Instead, we plan to collect the entire stock of the InfoWars warehouses into a large vat and boil the contents down into a single candy bar size omnivitamin that one executive, I will not name names, may eat in order to increase his power and perhaps become immortal. All will be revealed in due time. For now, let's enjoy this win and toast to continued consolidation of power and capital. That from the owner of the Onion. And I'm sorry, that's fantastic.
Yeah, if you go to InfoWars, the headline is live exclusive Alex Jones returns to InfoWars historic studios after judge blocks sale to the Onion. Massive legacy media Democrat hoax has collapsed.
Democrat hoax.
You know what the weird, I mean,
yes,
there's so many weird things about InfoWars,
wow,
right? Like,
I don't know much about, I mean, I just know Alex Jones.
Yeah, he's just insane. So they, yeah, just go on there and it's an online thing and they just, you know, yeah, they throw out the most insane things. But do you know how they make their money?
Vitamins and supplements?
Yeah. So that's the part that I think, honestly, that I have the hardest time wrapping my head around. So you go there, he gets people to go there, and it's just badass crazy stuff. Lizard people, deep, you know, the whole deal, right? All the conspiracy theories. But they don't really make money off that. The people that go there then buy vitamins and supplements. Like, what?
Well, when you trust him about these conspiracies, yeah, and catastrophes, of course he's going to make you healthier if he's got a couple vitamins for you.
I'm sorry, it's actually kind of genius because it's you're building your audience of people that will trust you because you're the only one saying these things.
And you, yeah, build it on the back of the ridiculous stuff, and then you're like, here, here's, yeah, a new cell phone plan. It'll be good for you.
Exactly.
Like, you just,
it's genius.
It actually makes a lot of sense.
I struggle with that. Of all the ways that you can make money. So all the dum-dums go there,
well, and, he
then,
couldn't
and then
sell,
they buy vitamins.
But see, here's the thing. He couldn't sell his vitamins and supplements without the dum-dums.
Yeah.
So what he did was he roped all the dum-dums in, and now they're like, oh, this guy's great. I'm going to buy his vitamins and supplements. This guy really knows what I need in my body.
Yeah, I guess.
He knows what's ruining the world. Clearly, he knows what's best for me.
Because, yeah, he's telling the truth.
Yes. And so only he would
only
have...
Only he has what it takes to you know...
Yeah. I
extend my life.
I assume that you had to pay for the podcast or like Patreon type stuff, but But no, it's just vitamins. So right now you can get 40% off of bodies. See what they did there?
What's in
bodies.
It? Like, do you know what's in these things?
It's a whole body support. Anti-inflammatory, joint support, the whole deal.
But something tells me we don't actually know what's exactly in them.
But you can get Survival Shield X2.
See, there you go. And then the names.
You can get Brain Force Ultra.
I'd like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me the Brain Force.
Concentrated Beet Extract.
No.
Do you want DNA Force Plus?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You want the real Red Pills Plus?
I would love for Alex Jones's vitamin pills to make my DNA stronger. So, yes.
Yeah. I like that they have the real Red Pills. I mean, and these things, like, they just sell like hotcakes. Rebel Zen CBD, that's full spectrum. You got to get that. If you ever wonder how dumb people are, realize that this man made tens of millions of dollars selling supplements to crackpots. And I watched that thing on InfoWars, and the way they discovered that is every time that he would put out a crazy, like the craziest theory, all the sales of the vitamins would go up. And that's where they learned to just go as big as humanly possible. Because every time you got something, lizard people or whatever, then people would go on and buy, beet extract. Or, of course, DNA Force Plus, which, by the way, that's $90 for a bottle of DNA Force Plus. It is the most powerful InfoWars life formula yet. The most powerful.
I think it's amazing how many people don't recognize that people like him, and there are many, many others. Yeah. Clay Travis comes to mind.
Yeah.
These are people that have sold their souls to fool you.
Yeah.
You know, like they're just doing.
And to profit off of fooling.
They're just doing bits. Yeah. And that, like they
it's
don't.
It's not just fooling you, it's fooling you and taking your money.
Well, there's no backbone to them. Like imagine being a person who will just want, who you want money so bad that you will just prey on dum-dums and say anything and then get them to pay you money.
Yeah.
You
lots
know, like,
of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like imagine having that kind of character. And what's really frustrating is that they don't see it. It's so obvious. These clowns are total trolls and it's all a bit. And they don't believe 90% of the things that they're telling you. No. But they know other dummies do, and so they just keep saying, like, imagine that life. It's really incredible. And there's a billion of them.
Yeah.
Well, like this, some people think Trump's one of them.
So this is $90 a month.
Fooling all of you.
It's regular $140, and this is literally what they say. Many scientists agree that aging may potentially be affected by cellular damage from dangerous chemicals called reactive oxygen species, a type of free radical. I love how he says many scientists may potentially. I mean, and then he says, if reactive oxygen species are released in your cells, then antioxidants like these, the ones that he's selling you, may be helpful to neutralize them. And then what's inside DNA Force Plus? Like three things, and then that I've never heard of before. And then many more ingredients, exclamation point. And people are buying this at $90 a month. $90 for a one-month supply.
Other ingredients! Exclamation.
Many.
Many other ingredients.
Many other ingredients.
That we won't tell you about.
Well, you can't. There's too many. There's too many.
What percentage of people do you think are under a spell like this? Like 15, how many?
10, 15%?
Yeah.
In one way or another? And by the way, 4.9 stars on the reviews here. My favorite being from Brett Boback. Seems to help. Yeah. That's just seems to help.
All right. Coming up next, let's talk poop on The Fan. Now to more important discussions. We will talk poop.
I think he's probably got a supplement on here that'll help you with that.
Well,
I've got the poo in my hands.
There's a growing trend.
Of pooping?
No, of not pooping.
Oh, That's no good.
No, it isn't. And the trend is that people are not pooping at work. Okay, because they don't want...
Wait, people can choose when they poop?
Well, I think that's what they're saying, is they're saying that this is a bad idea because you sleep when you're tired.
Yeah.
You need to poop when you need to poop. You should poop when you need to, when your body tells you to. Listen to your body.
Yeah.
Is what everybody's telling us. You know,
I'm not sure I have the ability to not listen to my body. When my body tells me that it's time to go, I mean, there's varying degrees, but once launch codes have been put in.
Well, and I think that's just it, varying degrees.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I can see where you can put it off at times for like 20 minutes because you're in the middle of something, but not like...
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get the code red. I mean, it's, you know. Yeah. But they're calling this voluntary withholding, and it is increasingly common phenomenon where the natural urge to go to the poo-poo is ignored.
Hmm.
And... it is most common around the office, especially young women.
Yeah, I can see that. No one likes going to the bathroom in the office. It's a bit awkward. Some of us make it more awkward than others. Looking right at you, Ryan Buckley.
That's me trying to make it less awkward.
No, you made it
worse.
What
happened?
I was in there after the show one day, because I've got a 20-25 minute commute.
Yeah.
And
so if you're feeling it, you're going here.
Take chances.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You know, and
err on the side
of
caution.
Yeah, you never know when I'm going to run into traffic. And so I was like, all right, I got to take care of some business. And Buck is always lingering around after the show because he's got actual producer things to do. And so we're the only two left in the building. Everyone's gone. I'm in the bathroom trying to have myself a peaceful moment. And the door opens. I'm like, God damn it. So in walks Buck. Buck's got to do the same thing.
Was that a dump?
What?
I dumped it just in case.
Yeah, I think he said ah.
Yeah.
I think it was an ah also, it sounded awful like a ga.
Yeah. Yeah, and we can't have that. The kids can't hear that.
What? So Buck comes and sits down. There's two stalls. Buck sits down, and I'm like, all right, let's just quietly get through with this. I'm ahead of him. I'll be out of here before you know it. And what does Buck do? He starts talking to me. He's like, hey, let's have a good one. I'm like, really?
Hold on. I did not say let's have a good one. I think I might have commented on your toenail polish at the time.
I don't. Buck started making small chit-chat.
Buck's trying to catch a peek of what you got going
on. Was it like, Spitzer did a little toe tap?
Like, what are we doing?
Underneath the thing?
Then we just know.
Isn't it more awkward when it's silent, though?
And that was my thought. I walked into first of all, there should be some sort of fan or background noise in that bathroom. Yeah. There isn't.
It's there's a radio on.
The radio wasn't on. So I walked in there. It was dead silent. Yeah. And I didn't want to hear the acoustics of either one of us. So I struck up a conversation. I think that's less awkward.
Well, I tell you what. I'm kind of with Buck here.
Really?
If you know the person and you're the only two in there, that would be weird to just sit silently and listen to each
other. Staring at each other's feet, listening to each other rip it.
The only appropriate thing to do is shut up and know that I'm going to get out of there as quickly as possible, and then neither one of us can, we can both pretend that
I don't know how long you're going to be there.
Now, do you guys pretend to silent poop? Like, because you can do that.
Pretend to silent poop? What do you mean by that?
Well, like, you can kind of manipulate the sound.
Oh, you're talking about suppressing sound.
Yeah.
I would tell you, when Buck is in there with me, I'm doing.
Well, you're by yourself, you don't care about what it sounds like.
Yes.
But when someone else is in there, it's like...
you don't need this to be graphic.
You're turning into a lady.
Yes. you need to... Yeah. I pay attention. And it may not be silent, but I'm not going to just let it go. Full go. Till Buckley's over there starting a conversation about fantasy football or whatever the hell he's talking about. It's like the same person, like when you're a urinal and you sidle up to the urinal next to him. No, you move one down. It's proper bathroom etiquette. If someone's in the stall, you know what? That's the cone of silence. Just let them be. They don't need to have the conversation.
Even if you know them and you know who it is.
Just stay quiet.
Yeah, I don't agree with this.
By the way, I've solved the problem because I now have my own personal bathroom here.
Yeah. I
figured out the code to the private bathroom, and I share it with nobody.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. I may have gotten up and turned on the radio, like really loud, before I launched.
And you know what? I would have been okay with that.
Yeah, the radio was off. I wasn't really thinking of the radio. Yeah. Thought we'd make our own soundtrack soup. Yeah.
Well, studies have shown people who participate in voluntary withholding develop a host of uncomfortable symptoms. Hmm. Bloating, fullness, and discomfort. and many of them are becoming constipated.
Yeah, I have heard of that, where people miss the window.
Yeah.
You know, where they hold That's it, right. and then it's like it disappears. Now, I've had that to an extent. Like, if I hold it, sometimes, like, I'm like, oh, I feel like it's like, kind of an urge, and then it goes away. It comes back, like, 5 minutes later.
Yeah, it'll be back. But this guy says, and this is some sort of expert, he says, some people expect their bowels to open when they want them to, typically after breakfast and before work. They sit in hope and expect, sometimes for a long time, waiting for something to happen. This can lead to forced straining, which can cause fissures around the anus.
That's not good.
And hemorrhoids.
Yeah, you don't want that.
In older people, it can even be dangerous, as excessive straining may raise blood pressure, leading to a heart attack or a stroke.
Elvis. Yeah. Elvis died doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, they say a lot of old people die trying to.
Yeah. Elvis was constipated from the pain pills and was up there, and it down he went.
The overarching message is that we must not lose sight of the fact that our bodies are not machines. We have to respond to our body's messages and go to the toilet when nature calls.
Well, I did not know that was the thing where people were not letting her rip. That's the dude. I do not mess around. At the first sign of trouble, I deal with it immediately.
Yeah, my wife would be one of these people.
Yeah, I would hide it.
Oh, yeah. She hides it at home. And I think it's cute. Every once in a while, she'll announce it. And I'm like, well, did I? I don't need to know that.
Not going to lie. I'll announce mine at home sometimes. I'll let people know what's up.
Well, look, when I let her, she knows. Yeah. I don't even need to announce it. Yeah. You can smell it.
Well, I have a bit of a irritable bowel. So, like, when I need to go, it's usually... It can go from 0 to 60 in like Tesla time. Like it's about 3 seconds. So there's time I'll be sitting on the couch and I'll just pop up, and then I got to put some hustle behind that. I got to get upstairs.
Now here's a question: how many times a day do you guys do?
Twice.
Two.
Two.
See, I'm only one.
Yeah, I'm two.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What time?
I mean, I guess sometimes one, but
then no, occasionally there'll be two. A third.
What is it? Is it common to
morning
have
before I do anything?
At the same time?
Yeah, I take a pre-workout before I go lift, and that, if it hasn't happened before then, it's certainly within 2 minutes of taking a pre-workout drink, it's go time. In fact, I won't take pre-workout and then leave the house.
Mm.
It's like your coffee. I feel like for a lot of people, coffee is just, that's the thing that turns it on.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's either a first thing in the morning or a pre-workout. So yeah, that starts the day. And then at some point throughout the day, whether that's maybe you had a big lunch or after dinner, there's a guarantee that it's going to happen another time. So I am rock solid, 100% in for two, and then occasionally you get a surprise. Hey, where did this come from?
Well, a lot of it's about what you eat.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what to expect when you eat certain things.
Yes.
And then this doctor is saying that some people only poo 3 times a week.
That's insane.
Others 3 times a day.
That's insane.
Yeah, when I hear someone is either... Yeah. I mean, I think the once a day is kind of crazy already, and then I hear people go a day without doing it. I'm like, how?
What? Yeah,
I don't think I've been a day in my life without doing it.
Well, the once a day... See, okay, so here's the thing. And Suk, you know this because you're, you know, relatively healthy. You're a big pooper. No, when I used to be fat and drunk, way more than I am now, it was...
All the time.
Yeah, and it was bad.
Yeah. Those are called the whiskey S's. We've all had those.
But now, I'm much healthier.
Yeah.
And I eat way better, mm-hmm. and I eat more regularly, and I drink way less. Mm-hmm. It's pretty common to have little teeny poopies and only
little oopsies,
and then one a day, and that's it, and it's reliable.
Yeah,
so it's really a lot about what you put in your body.
I just eat a lot of protein, and I will say, like, the when you eat a very protein heavy meal, like most of what I eat is just meat and a vegetable, and you eat that, it's stuff's gonna happen. And then you throw in, I have probably an ungodly caffeine addiction. That just kind of speeds everything up. But yeah, once a day, I would think something's off if there was a. And that's the other one too, is there sometimes at night, especially after if I've eaten a decent meal, if I haven't, like I'm getting ready to go to bed, I'll go in and just double check and make sure, because I don't want to have to get up an hour after being into bed. So I'd be like, yeah, I feel like something's happening. Let's go see if we can't, Let's go see what's
strain one out.
I don't strain. I just
no,
go
but just
No, I just go and sit down and prepare my body and like, hey, if we have to do this, let's do it now.
If you think that the batter's on deck, you don't like just go to bed.
Yes.
You
Do you guys ever have middle of the night poops?
Never.
No. But you just gotta check before you shower. Again, I like to do a because there's no worse feeling in the world than showering and then getting out and having to poop. So before I shower, I make sure that we're good. I make sure that the chamber's empty. Before working out, same thing. Like if you're getting ready to do a big squat workout, you can't have any sort of concern that something may happen.
Yeah, yeah. That Lions pass rusher the other day.
Little
poopsie in the pants.
Yeah, you can't have it. Jiu-jitsu rolls, or if you're going into a boxing ring, same thing. Can't have anything. There's just too many things.
Even the cardio-heavy people can't go for a big run or a big bike ride.
Oh, yeah,
like,
you can't. You can't do it. You got to make sure that we're good. So a lot of those are just check-ins, see how everything's going, you know? And then there's going to be at least one or two where you know that, you know, you're taking care of business. So I think if you're not, I don't think that that's very healthy. I think the idea is that your body needs to process stuff. Keep it moving.
Well, there's a poop PSA for you guys.
Yeah, don't out there. It.
Yeah, don't do that. All right.
Metamucil twice a day. Yeah, that's, you know, some fiber.
It's that old SNL skit.
Yeah,
give
right.
me fiber.
Colon blowing you in the morning. Colon blowing you in the morning.
How about some cool stuff next?
I like cool stuff.
I don't know. We'll figure something
figure
out.
Something, yeah.
Here's Buck.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Are you right over there?
Yeah.
Is it that time? It's a Friday. It's like 6:30. You're like, oh, get me to the finish line. Gotta go take a poop, maybe.
No, I don't. Like I said, I'm one a day, and it's usually mid-morning, or sometimes I push it closer to noon. Depends on how much coffee I've had.
Well, I would think you'd have to push it at any time of day.
What?
You'd have to push it at any time of day.
Well,
you
know, shut up.
I got what you're doing there, Buckley, and I appreciated it.
This guy says, hey, regular twice a day. Where'd it go?
I don't know.
Right when I wake up, right after work, 6 p.m., and the 6 p.m. one can be a photo finish some nights.
Yeah, but I think most people have a schedule.
Or some semblance of it. At least a, for lack of a better term, a loose schedule.
Yeah. I think people have a rough idea, you know, when it's going to happen. You don't want to be caught off guard.
I had a roommate who was a once-a-day guy, and he said he only pooped on company time. He'd wait till he got to work. He's like,
well, yeah.
I'm getting paid while I'm there. Why would I do it on my free time?
Right. That's what somebody was texting in. They're like, well,
get his coffee when he got to work, and then
I do
head
think,
on over.
You're getting paid to poop.
I do think there is something to the mental game, though, because I'll tell you what. There may be no worse. I'm trying to think, like, top three worst pooping scenarios. Airplane, maybe one.
Yeah. Now that's one I'll avoid.
Yeah, I will.
Like, I just will hold it.
It has to be an emergency of galactic proportions, which is why I said most of the time it doesn't occur. If I think my body knows that when I'm on an airplane, we're not doing this. Like, I don't remember the last time I was on an airplane and was like, oh my God, this is happening. Dive bar bathroom. Like,
yeah,
we all know.
I also think the type of bathroom at a place like a concert or a sporting event where there's a ton of people and a ton of consumption.
Yeah. It's just, and that's another one too. I think that's another reason why I don't go hard at concerts or sporting events.
You don't want to deal with that?
I don't want to deal with the porta potty situation. Like, I was at the Green Day show and they just, and I was down on the floor, so they have the row of porta potties down there. I went into one of those things. That's a crime. That is a federal crime what happened in there. And I'm like, oh my God. But you think about all the people that are walking around in there and they're just eating crappy ballpark food and drinking, and I just will not participate in that. So I'm saying, yeah, concert venue, sporting game, bad dive bar, strip club bathroom, same thing. Have you ever had to poop in a strip? I think I would just die. If I had to poop and it was at a strip club, I'd go outside and go in the bushes. No offense to any of the fine establishments, but I am not going in there and dropping trout. That ain't happening. And then airplane. Like, is there a worse pooping situation than that?
Not for a big person.
No, that's Thunderdome. Not happening. And I also can't tell you the last time in any one of those locations that I've had to go, which I do think there is a mental aspect where my body just understands that we're not doing that. No.
What about the beach?
That's a bad place to have to go.
Yeah.
Like, that's another place where I feel like your body just knows. Yeah. Like, I mean, think about the athletes. I know there's the Lamar Jackson meme and all that. There are not a lot of athletes that start a 3 or 4 hour sporting event and have to go.
No, I do think there's a... Yeah,
true.
There has to be a mental thing. Because in all the years that I played, I don't remember a game.
And it's not like football players aren't eating. Like, no. You know, I think you just kind of lock in and you set that aside somehow. And
yeah, I don't remember a game where I had to poop pee all the time.
Might I offer this as a horrible place to poop, even though it may be delightful?
Yeah.
Any time you're at someone's house when you got a punch code and you know they're going to know, that's awful.
It's bad.
Like, you know, like a guest's, you're a guest and...
I'm embarrassed because my house, we have the two baths upstairs. And then we have the, it's not a real bathroom. What do they call them? It's like a
half bath?
A half bath?
It's not even a powder. It's a powder bath.
Room?
Yeah. So like you could sit, it's underneath the stairs, right? So it's got that sloped ceiling. You can sit on the toilet and wash your hands. Like it's that.
It's like a little nook.
Yeah. It's a nook. It's under the stairs nook. Like a Keebler elf would go in there and be like, oh, this is great. And it's right, like. If you had to conduct business, everyone downstairs knows. Like, you couldn't hide it at all. So when people come over, I always offer the upstairs. I'm like, hey, you can just go upstairs and use that one's way better.
That way people don't have to feel awkward or know. And...
Yeah, and I just would feel, I would be mortified for someone if they had to poo and I sent them into the Ewok bathroom. I just, because everyone immediately is going to know. In fact, in college, I lived in a studio apartment, and, you know, it couldn't have been more than, I don't know, 15 feet across, studio, with a tiny little kitchenette and the bathroom, and it was horrific if you had a lady over and you had to use the bathroom, because there was no privacy. In fact, there was once I went to my neighbor's house. I was hanging out with a gal, we were having a good time, and I made up an excuse to go over to my neighbor's house just so I could, you know, I was like, there's just no way. There's no way I can conduct business. You're trying to be all smooth and like, yeah. You can't go into a bathroom. And it was one of those old homes where nothing was sealed correctly. You could see underneath the door. Like, there's no privacy. You can't. I was like, hey, can you leave the house for like 10, 15 minutes, walk down to the grocery store, do some push-ups, come back?
Somebody on the text line said that their friend went on a date and was so paranoid of going in the public bathroom there, excused themselves, drove home, used the bathroom, and drove back to the date.
Oh, come on.
Hey, it's battle conditions.
Some people have a phobia about it.
I don't judge anyone.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's ridiculous.
Have you ever done the... So it's one of those deals where you have to go in there, and you know you got it, and you just try to do it really fast.
Yeah.
And you try to time it so that it feels like everybody thinks it's a pee.
It's the right amount of time. Yeah.
And you don't, and you, or, yeah. And then you you flush upon first bomb.
Yeah, it's a ruse.
So that they don't hear it.
Yeah.
And then maybe you even turn on the waters if you're washing your hands while you're pooping.
Dude, I'm so
there. That they don't...
Or the water's on for the second flush.
There's a little teriyaki chicken place that I eat sometimes after jiu-jitsu. And they know me there. They're super nice to me. They take good care of me. And the bathroom, I don't really think it's a public bathroom. I think it's just...
Their bathroom?
Their bathroom. And but, you know, I go there enough. And the other day, I had to... My stomach was really rumbling. I think I used too much sriracha. And it was rumbling. And it's so funny. I did that. Yeah. I did the fight.
Turned on the water.
I turned on the water. Immediate flush. And was trying to just...
Had to make it clear, I'm not coming here to blow up your bathroom.
Because you know they can hear it.
Yes. So I did the old, just a routine pee in here. No one, I'm fine. And I tried to make it out. It was the quick, I just needed enough, I need to release enough pressure so I could get out and they weren't aware of what I was doing.
And that's often the worst because then you do that and then in 10 minutes, it's like the rest comes and you're like, oh no.
It was enough. I just needed enough to get to work. I felt so bad for him. No. It's like, thank you, you're being so nice. Because they let me use it when I have to, and then...
But then they smell it.
I know. Look, it wasn't my proudest moment. Maybe I haven't been back. Trying to maybe buy it, you know, get a week or two.
Here's another underrated one from the text line. The worst is when you're trying to go and people are waiting. That's true, too.
Yeah, if you have to, if, like, let's say you're at a house party. I mean, even if it's, like, an adult house party, but there's a limit on bathrooms and there's too many people and, like, three or four have to pee and you got to go in first. No.
I don't know if I shared this. When we went to Metallica up in Seattle, it was me, the BTJ, the kids, and my buddy, and we were up there, and the bathroom, like, you know, like before Metallica goes on, like everyone, you know, everyone's going to run to the bathroom and then they go down. It's like in between sets. And I was peeing and it was up at,
Lumen?
Lumen, right? And so I was in the bathroom and it was up on like the Delta Club level. So it was a nicer bathroom and it was full. Everyone was kind of going in and out and I was just finishing at the urinal and a dude comes bombing in. Like running by everybody, but all of the stalls were taken.
Oh no!
Because it was like I said, it was not the biggest bathroom. If you've ever been to that Delta sky level, there's probably only like 10 urinals and maybe 5 stalls. They were all taken, and my man didn't know what to do and just straight back to the urinal.
Oh, he
dropped
did.
The pants and just backed into the urinal, and everyone in the bathroom was like, "Woo!"
Oh,
people were clapping for him. It was, I was like, oh,
was he mortified?
I don't think he cared. Just, it was,
he didn't have it in his pants.
He had no choice. he literally, you could just see the look of panic. He didn't know what to do. And there was an empty urinal and he just pulled him down.
Boy, that's a clutch move because do you think some people would use the sink?
I think some people would just go in their pants.
Yeah.
Because they would be so embarrassed to do what that guy did. And they wouldn't think to maybe use the sink.
I know I would be. I would not do that. I could not.
I don't think I could either. But I will tell you what, that crowd, I don't know if it was the liquor or what, but...
I'm guessing that's it.
No one was shaming him. In fact, it was quite the opposite. That bathroom thought that man was an American treasure.
Because everyone knows.
We've
all been there. All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan. All right. Well... That'll about do it. A lot of poop talk tonight.
It was a lot of poop. You said we were going to find something cool. We did not. We just talked about more poo.
Yeah. Well, I think it's important conversation.
Yeah.
We men need to.
We've all been there.
Yeah,
The ladies don't talk about it. They live in shame, and they shouldn't.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I don't think they really discuss it. But men, we need to compare notes.
It's true.
You know, sometimes.
Yeah, find out what to...
Relate.
Yeah. Again, we've all been there. Like, we've all had good ones, we've all had bad ones, we've all had ones that we're ashamed of, we've all had ones we're proud of. You know, I'm not going to lie, I've had friends of mine call me in. I'm like, dude, I'm not coming in to look at that.
Yeah, I always find that weird.
Yeah.
We had a friend that we used to bar hop with back in the day who would show us her doo-doos.
Mm.
Like, that was her bit.
Yeah, well.
Occasionally now with the toddler, my wife and I have to bring the other one in to be like, can you believe the size of this thing?
Yeah.
With the little guy. Because he, like, he's new to potty training, so he holds it probably longer than he should, and he keeps a lot packed up.
So how old is he?
3.5.
And what size is he dumping?
At times, bigger than both of us.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable.
Ruler size?
It's, I mean, it's not just the length. It's like
little kids can shock you.
I don't know, man. Yeah. I'm trying to come up with the proper width.
There are times I do take a photo and send it because my dog takes I've never seen anything like it. I've had dogs my whole life. I've never seen its equal. I'm sure if you have a Great Dane or something, it's very similar. But there are times where I am forced to take a photo, and I like to put something next to it so that you can get a size comparison.
For scale, yeah.
For scale, and I will send it off. I'd be like, dude, you have to look at this.
To who?
Well, to whoever. Kids, the missus. So I have a friend of mine that like wanted to see it. He's like, dude, what is... I'm like, dude, I will send you a photo sometime, and you won't believe it. He it's like a Pepsi can. Like, that's like
like an elephant.
Yes. Imagine like 2 to 3 Pepsi cans. And like, that's what he's dropping. And you just sit there and stare at it. You're like, what is happening there? He's like, well, that's what I do.
Well, he's a big boy.
Yeah, I just...
There are times my kiddos looks like this. Yeah. It's just insane.
He's holding up a giant water bottle.
Bottle of Dasani.
Wow. All right. Well, on that note, we're out of here. Everybody have a great weekend. We're back Monday, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.